What's up, guys? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, and we are up to number 77. Episode number 77. Time is flying by. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do go and hit that subscribe button and leave a review at the end of today's episode if you find it helpful. We have an extremely interesting topic today, which I'm pumped to be talking about. I've actually also written a blog post, which will be live on my site, DannyKennedyFitness.com. I'll leave the link to that in the show notes below. But what I want to talk about today, sorry guys, is strength training for teenagers. And I think this is a really exciting time, especially if those that are listening are teenagers and you're just getting to the point where you want to get into strength training, or maybe I have a parent listening at the moment whose son or daughter may be getting into strength training and just doesn't know what direction to go in or where to start, which is why I've kind of put together, I guess, a startup guide for teenagers that are getting into lifting and starting to get into the gym for the first time. And you know, there's a million reasons why a teenager or a younger adult, I guess we would call them, is wanting to get to that point where they're going in and training, starting to do some strength training, build some muscle, or maybe lose some fat. You know, it could be to put some mass on their skinny frame, it might be to lose some body fat, it might be just to help improve self-esteem, get stronger for a given sport, or maybe it's just to find a new challenge. Maybe you're sick of team sport and you want to do something a little bit more individual, something that's going to be rewarding in a different way that you haven't tried before, and that's awesome. You know, it's definitely changed my life, and that's why I wanted to share some of my, not so much mistakes, but some of the things that I've learned along the way to really fast track your progress and help you get to where you want to be a lot sooner. So I've put together a few steps that I want to run through quickly on today's episode. As I said, I'm going to link the article in the show notes for you guys to go and check out afterwards. But let's get straight into it and run through these steps. So number one is to get clear with your goal. What is it that you want to achieve from going to the gym? Is it to build muscle? Is it to increase your endurance and cardiovascular system? Is it to lose body fat? Is it to increase flexibility and mobility? Or is it just to simply feel good about yourself and increase your confidence and self-esteem? I think these are definitely the questions that we need to be asking initially, because you need to know your why. It's like anything, it's like any type of goal in life. If you know your why, the rest is going to become so much easier. And every time it gets hard, the days where you don't feel like going to the gym, you're going to know exactly why. But not only this, it also gives us a great starting point into what type of approach we need to take to programming, to nutrition, to what you need to be learning and focusing on in the gym to get started straight away. And I think it's important as well to stay true to that goal, to really adjust your nutrition, you know, adjust your training habits to make sure they're all aligned, because you don't want to be spinning the wheels going from one goal to the other and really making no progress, because one, you know, your physique's going to take a lot longer to change. It's going to take a lot longer to achieve whatever goal you've set out to achieve. But it's also going to give your motivation a big hit, I guess, or you're going to take a big hit in motivation if you're not seeing the results that you're initially after. Step number two, learn the skill of lifting. Now, it's so important to understand that strength training and lifting weights is a skill. And this does mean that you need to learn and practice these skills just as you would if you were trying to learn the guitar. That's what I always say. And you know, my recommendation is to take the time to learn from someone with a lot of experience who can teach you how to perfect your form on all your main lifts. You know, like your squats, bench press, deadlift, overhead press, pull-ups, rows, lunges, all of those things. Because the earlier that you can learn these, the better. And once you do learn them, it's just about practicing them religiously in the initial stages, especially. It's, as I said, it's like learning any other skill, and you want to make sure you're not getting negative habits early on, okay? So getting rid of those bad habits, and if you're fresh to the gym, you're just starting, you shouldn't have any bad habits, which is why I would recommend learning from someone that has a lot of skill and experience early on, so you're not getting taught the wrong thing. Step number three, find the right program for you. So as I just mentioned, it is extremely important to find a program that's aligned with your goals, I guess, and then to stick to it, okay? Because sticking to the goal and being consistent with it is what's going to get you the results. I think the focus should be on progressive overload, you know, meaning that over time that you're aiming to increase the amount of sets, reps, or weight that you're lifting to give the body and the muscles a reason to change. That's how this whole strength training game works, and that's what you're going to figure out relatively soon. I know when I first started, it took me a while because I was training for the wrong reasons. I was using the wrong rep ranges. I was doing the wrong exercises. And in the end of the day, that's fine because it kind of got me to where I am today. It taught me all the things that maybe I shouldn't have done, the things that worked, the things that didn't work. I used a lot of trial and error, but I can save you a lot of time here by really looking into what your goal is and figuring out what you need to be doing in terms of exercises, in terms of sets and reps, in terms of, you know, the weight, the tempo, all these different factors come into play. And I think it's also important in the initial stages to stick to something long enough to see the results and to build that foundation. You know, I'd recommend no less than 6 to 8 weeks on whatever program you decide to follow before you change. And that uncertainty and I guess the procrastination or even just looking for the next best thing is what's going to kill your progress early on if you're not careful. So just make sure that once you come up with this initial plan and once you decide what your goal is and you get your program set, that you stick to it long enough to see results before chopping and changing. And before I go into step number four, guys, this probably goes without being said, but you need to make sure that your training program is enjoyable, because I know when I was younger, you know, there was a couple of programs I had where I just hated them and I just didn't look forward to going to the gym ever. Whereas now I absolutely love it. Like, it's the best part of my day. And that's partly due to the fact that I've made sure that the programs that I'm following are things that I enjoy. Obviously, there's times where I need to work on things to improve that maybe I don't enjoy as much. But, you know, across the whole board, I'm really enjoying my program. I'm enjoying the way I train. If there's certain things that I really don't enjoy, then I won't put them in my program. It's as simple as that. Step number four. Get to know your food intake, and the earlier that you can do this, the better. For me, it's been flexible dieting. It took me a few years to really come across this, but ever since I've come across flexible dieting, it's really opened up everything. Really, like it really changed my life, and that is that's no word of a lie. That's not an exaggeration. It really did. Once I figured out how easy it was to manipulate my progress, manipulate my results just by changing my food, you know, to lose weight, eating in a calorie deficit, to gain weight, eating in a calorie surplus, to maintain weight, eating at maintenance calories, trying to figure out, you know, once I figured out the role of protein, carbohydrates and fats, fiber, the role they played on not only body composition, so your body fat, but also performance, that was the big game changer for me. That was kind of the aha moment that really led me to start seeing proper results, proper progress. And you know, ever since then, kind of look where it's left me now. I'm trying to teach people this for a living and show other people how effective and easy it really can be once you get a proper understanding of it. And there's a few key pointers I think I can give here which will put you in the right direction, but I may even put in the show notes below as well a link to my ultimate guide to flexible dieting, which gives you a complete rundown of all the ins and outs of getting started with it and everything you need to know to start making progress straight away. But there's a few things I like to focus on, and these are just simple key pointers, but they'll point you in the right direction. So eating 100 to 500 calories below your maintenance intake if you're wanting to reduce body fat is a great place to start. Doing the exact opposite if you want to gain muscle mass and weight, so eating 100 to 500 calories above your maintenance. Now, if you want to find out what your maintenance calorie intake is, there's a couple of options. I have a free online calculator, which will shoot out your numbers that are personalized to you. Otherwise, the most accurate way to figure this out is to track your calorie intake over the span of a week without changing anything that you would usually eat. At the end of that week, just get the average amount of calories you've had each day and see what your weight's done. If it hasn't changed, then you know that that amount of calories is your maintenance. That's your true maintenance. The next key point is just have protein with every meal. I always recommend at least 2 grams per kilo of body weight over the span of the day. Eat enough vegetables and fruits, 2 to 3 serves per every 1,000 calories consumed is the number that I like to aim for. Drink plenty of water, definitely more than what you're drinking now. People always go, well, how much water should I actually drink? And the answer for me is always the same. Just keep drinking more than what you're drinking at the moment. And the biggest thing, guys and girls, is be consistent. Consistency is the key, and that's always going to be the number one factor when it comes to whether or not you're seeing results. Step number 5, record your progress. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. You know, there's a ton of different ways now that you can track your progress. It doesn't just have to be a training diary, even though I would highly recommend keeping one. It could be videos on your phone or your camera, whatever it may be, whether you upload them to your social media or YouTube, or whether you just keep them for yourself. Progress photos, girth measurements, fitness tests, strength tests, you know, body fat machines like DEXA's and stuff like that are fantastic for tracking progress. There's a number of different ways, but you need to track your progress, because if you're not tracking, how are you meant to know what's working and what's not working? How are you meant to know what your body responds well to, or how you can improve on something if you're not actually tracking what you've done in the past? So that's a huge one for step number 5. Step number 6, supplementation. Now, it's important to understand that supplements are purely available to supplement your nutrition and training. And I think that goes without saying, but if these two factors aren't taken care of, then you know supplements aren't going to do anything for you. There are a list of supplements that I would recommend in terms of them being proven and effective. The ones that I've put in the article anyway is whey protein, which is just great for convenience in helping you reach your daily protein target. Creatine monohydrate, if your goal is muscle gain or strength and power gain, 5 grams per day every day to assist with muscle growth and strength power. I wouldn't recommend doing a load kind of maintenance. So people like to load creatine and they maintain it and then they cycle off it and go through. The best results I've found is just having 5 grams every single day. The next one is a branched chain amino acids, which is great assisting with muscle recovery and prevents muscle breakdown. Multivitamin, just in case you don't get everything from your food in terms of nutrients like minerals and vitamins. Fish oil is great for brain health. Magnesium to assist muscle recovery and sleep. And if you are looking for a very well-trusted supplement brand and someone, a brand that's going to be giving you high-quality products, I couldn't recommend any higher Swift supplements. I'll put their website in the show notes below. That's what I currently use. They're all tested, so if I have somebody listening at the moment who is an athlete or someone that gets drug tested or is just wanting a high quality protein product, so with Swift Supplements, they only have 3 products that they sell. So they have a hydrolyzed whey protein, they have a branched chain amino acid, and then they also have a pre-workout. So go and check those out. But they are the main supplements that I would recommend. 2 steps to go, guys. Step number 7, question everything, never stop learning. Now, with the health and fitness industry in particular, it's forever changing. You know, there's always going to be new and improved ways of achieving your goals. To an extent, you can't reinvent the wheel, but there is always new research coming out on different methods and theories that have been proven, or maybe they've been debunked, which is why you should be putting in the time to question everything and learn it for yourself. That's what I've always done. You can't always take everyone's word and just run with it and not be open to learn new things. That's the fastest way to really stall when it comes to not only your knowledge but also your progress. I think that's probably one of the number one things that's actually gotten me to where I am today, is just consistent study, consistent research, consistently trying to be better and improve my knowledge and know why I'm doing what I'm doing, not just following someone's plan. All right, last step. Step number 8 is consistency, consistency, and you guessed it, consistency. It's always going to be the key, guys. I can't harp on it enough. I know people probably get sick of hearing it and they're probably thinking it's a bit cliche, but it is the truth. If you're not consistent, you won't see results. And you know, to be perfectly honest, even if you're following something that's not optimal in terms of training and nutrition, if you're consistent with it, you'll see better results than if you're following the best training program in the world or the best nutrition approach in the world, but you're only sticking to it every now and then. Okay, so consistency is the key with your nutrition, your training, your recovery, and as I said, it's ultimately what's going to give you the results. So guys, they're my 8 steps. I'll just quickly run over them just one more time just to refresh your memory. So step number 1, get clear with your goal. Step number 2, learn the skill of lifting. Step number 3, find the right program for you, and it's important that you emphasize you. Step 4, get to know your food intake. Step 5, record your progress. Step 6, supplementation. Step 7, question everything and never stop learning. And step 8, consistency. So I hope today's episode has helped you out. If it has, please do leave a review. If you got any questions on today's episode or the article, just send me an email at danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do. We have so much gold inside this podcast, whether it's interviews or whether it's solo rounds with myself, covering everything from nutrition, training, supplementation, business, entrepreneurship, the whole deal. So I look forward to chatting to you again in next week's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And I'll talk to you again on the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast real soon. Take shit against me, shall prosper. Yes, I came, I conquer. They don't wanna see you win. So it's fuck 'em till the end. And they always gonna